The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at the Fire Rock Steakhouse in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio and food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent to us from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Brazil, from Baja California, from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience here is ready to taste our wines, which are pouring as we speak, and the pairing of the food that goes along with it that the chef is bringing out from the kitchen. My guest tonight is Linda Warner, who happened to have just gotten called away, so we're not going to have her here this evening like I should, but she's the manager here, and she does a beautiful job here at the Fire Rock Steakhouse. Wines du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine pairings for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening. Tonight is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm pretty certain you'll discover a little bit more about food and wine pairing when the future comes up when you need to know a little bit about it. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems around the globe. We're also available on podcasts and free on iTunes, as a matter of fact. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and it doesn't matter if a glass is half empty or half full, it's clearly room for more wine. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk a little bit about where we are, and that is this beautiful Red Rock Steakhouse. Red Rocks is a facility just south of town, I should say west of town, and it has great food and a lot of facilities to hold, I think, about 550 guests in this building. Freestanding building, it's beautiful, and I think you'd love it. So if you have an opportunity, if you don't live in Las Vegas, if you come to Las Vegas, make sure you take a trip and go out to the Fire Rock Steakhouse and maybe have a little lunch or a little dinner. You'll be very, very happy that you did that. We have three different varietals this evening, as we normally do, and tonight is no exception, of course. We have Chardonnay, which is our first wine that we're going to be pouring as we speak. And Chardonnay, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that, but first I'm going to tell you about the other two wines that we're having, and I'll get back to the Chardonnay. The second wine is Pinot Noir, one of my favorite varietals, coming to us from Burgundy in France originally. It comes in California and other areas now, but tonight's wine comes from France. We'll talk about that when we get to that. And our third wine is probably the most popular red wine in the entire world, called Cabernet Sauvignon. And so that's a good thing, and we'll talk about that in depth when we get to it as well. We've got to go to a break, so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Chardonnay, and then we'll talk about some food pairing here at our restaurant. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in just a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at the restaurant in the western part of Las Vegas. I have to tell you, Red Rock Steakhouse is one of my favorite places to eat, and I can't even think of the name when the time comes. What do they say about that? Red Rock Steakhouse, beautiful place. I want to talk to you a little bit about our first wine, which is the 2016 Lindeman. Lindeman is the name of the winery. Bin 65 Chardonnay from Australia. That would be south of the equator. It's about 13.5% alcohol. And now listen to this, because you're not going to believe it. It retails for about $6 a bottle. Taste it again. You won't believe it. It is just an outstanding Chardonnay for $6 a bottle. I don't know how that happened. But, boy, we need to get some more of those when you go to the store. It's really kind of a contemporary style of Chardonnay with generous flavors reflecting in the finish of the taste of this. It's kind of straw-colored, which I happen to think is nice for a Chardonnay. It has aromas of like fruit salad, if you know what that's all about. Fig, maybe a little bit of melon, some toasty oak. And speaking of toasty oak, you need to know, if you don't already, that oak flavor and our nose comes from the barrels that the wine is aged in. Now, it seems like in the last several years, when they started changing when they pull the grapes out of the vineyards to start to make the wine based on the sugar content of the grapes, they now allow them to mature more on the vine. And that allows the wine to be a little more palatable quicker once it's gone through the process. And that's the reason it has. And it's one of the reasons that you see alcohol percentage has gone up quite a bit on bottles of wine in the store, typically in the last 5 or 6 years. What used to be around 13.5% is now 15.5%. And that's the difference as to why. And that is the fact that they're now being pulled out of the field later than they were before. And therefore, there's more alcohol, if you will. It's more sugar and alcohol. You know, when you put a little yeast with sugar, you've got alcohol. That's the way that works. So I just thought you'd let them know. Okay. The Chardonnay, I want to tell you a little bit about Chardonnay because it's one of the most popular, well, it is the most popular white wine in the entire world. There's more people drink Chardonnay than anywhere else, than any other type around the world. Coming to us from Burgundy, as I mentioned earlier. And it hit California originally back around 1930. Well, I have to tell you, in 1930 in America, we didn't even know how to spell wine. We didn't know much about wine. We didn't drink very much wine. And therefore, when wine started coming imported into the United States, we didn't pay much attention to it. And that's kind of the way it was. However, back in the 70s, that's 40 years later, it became one of the most popular things to consume as far as Americans are concerned for a little bit of an alcoholic beverage rather than scotch and gin and vodka and all the other heavy alcohol contents. And alcohol in wines today, as I mentioned, is a little bit higher than it used to be, and I told you why. But now, with California making their Chardonnays, pretty tasty. It's around 14.5% as opposed to 15.5% coming from other parts of the world. And we get, in California in particular, we get Chardonnay and all other varietals literally from around the world. And one of the most popular, other than in France, where all this started, is Australia. Australia is a very large country. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to go there or not, but they do produce an awful lot of good wine. And the fact that Chardonnay is one of the wines that actually you can grow grapes, Chardonnay grapes, very easily almost anywhere in the world. There's a lot of more difficult ways to do the Merlot and Cabernet and all the other varietals, but Chardonnay turns out to be one of the easiest grapes to grow. And that's kind of a shame in one respect, and the reason I say that is that so many wineries now have planted their Chardonnay and they're starting to make it, which gives us a glut of Chardonnay on the market, which means the price goes down as opposed to up. And for you and I, that's a good thing. But for the winemaker, he's not making the money that he needs to make wine in a very good way. So it turns out to be kind of a double-edged sword, if you know what I'm talking about. Chardonnay is a prolific visitor. It grows, if you just plant and allow it to grow, you'll get about 4 to 5 tons of grapes per acre that you've planted. Now, because of the glut I was talking about, they've actually taken and cut back on what they pull out of the field, and they're talking about now of doing around 2 to 3 tons of acre of grapes coming out, and that makes a whole lot of difference. What happens now is between 2 to 3 tons per acre, there's not as much wine, and therefore the demand is a little bit too high, and when there's a lot of demand and very little product, the price goes up. So what used to be a pretty reasonably priced wine, it turns out to be another dollar, $1.50, $2 a bottle higher than it used to be from the very same vineyard. Kind of a wild thing to have happen, but it certainly has. It gives you kind of an off-dry flavor, Chardonnay does. It's very easy to consume, and in fact, because there are over 465 different varieties of varietal of Chardonnay, there is a whole different taste with some. If you watch what you're doing, you can get some really nice tasting wine at a very reasonable price, or you can pick up a bottle of wine at the store that's pretty expensive that doesn't really have the taste and flavor that it could have or should have. And that's something to kind of watch. So what I'm saying is all Chardonnay is not food friendly. Contrary to what a lot of people think, there's people that just love Chardonnay and they eat it with everything. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't make any difference whether it tastes good or bad. They just eat it because they love Chardonnay and they want to pair it with food. But for those that are a little more serious and want to make sure that it does pair well, you have to be a little more conscientious on the Chardonnay that you choose to put with the type of food that you're going to serve. So That's a little bit different than what you would think. The only downside of the strategy is that the lower crop leads to a significantly less wine to sell, and therefore the prices go up, as I mentioned. And that's happened now in the last 10 or 15 years without any question. What's also happened is you could find a lot of wine coming out of, I mentioned earlier, Australia at very reasonable prices. In fact, we're tasting this one tonight, the Lindeman, which is a very nice and pretty large winery in Australia, is retailing their Chardonnay here in America for $6. That's pretty doggone reasonable. And maybe the word should be cheap. Although, when you taste it, you think, this can't be $6 a bottle of wine, and it is. So if you want to find a good bargain, go to your local retail store and search out a little bit of the Lindeman's, what they call Bin 65 is what we're having this evening, Lindeman's Bin 65 Chardonnay. which again is 13.5% in alcohol. So that's very nice, reasonable, and you can, you know, you can have a couple glasses of it without having to worry about driving or, you know, being impaired in any way, shape, or form, and that's a good thing. But when it gets up around 15 to 16%, of course, that's another thing. And I just happened to think of something that I've said a couple weeks ago, and I don't think I've mentioned it since then. It has nothing to do with wine, but it's just a statement I like to make that says wine is like duct tape. It fixes everything. So keep that in mind. When you're not sure what to do, open a bottle of wine. That's a good thing. And we're talking about the medical profession all literally around the world now finally agrees that drinking one or two glasses of wine every day with your dinner meal is the healthiest thing that you can do. Now, if you have a health problem, that's a whole different story. But if you don't have a health problem, one or two glasses of wine. We're not talking one or two bottles of wine now. We're talking one or two glasses. And, of course, the key is so many people say, well, how much is in a glass of wine? Well, the professionals say that a glass of wine should hold 5 ounces of wine. But if you go to most bars and restaurants and order a glass of wine, you're probably going to get about 6 ounces. So the restaurant doesn't want to be thought of as being cheap in any way, shape, or form. So they kind of what we call overpour a little bit and give you around 6 ounces instead of 5 ounces. So, you know, just kind of keep that in mind. But the idea is to have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal, whether you're at home or at a restaurant or at a friend's house or wherever. And that would be the healthiest thing that you can do compared to those that don't drink wine at all. It's amazing, the statistics, that if you don't drink wine, you're not as healthy as those that do drink one or two glasses of wine on a regular basis. And that's not once a week. We're talking about on a daily basis, so to speak. Pretty good? Chardonnay is, compared to some of the other wines, tonight, as I mentioned, we're going to have Pinot Noir is our second wine that we're going to be featuring, and then Cabernet Sauvignon. And Lindeman Chardonnay from Southeast Australia is a pretty good tasting Chardonnay, number one. It's a good tasting wine in general. And one thing that I didn't mention that it has, and that is what we call a Stelvin closure, which is another word for screw cap. This bottle of wine has a screw cap or a Stelvin closure. And that actually is not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Stelvin closure, originally people thought if it had a screw cap that it was inferior wine and you could probably buy it dirt cheap. That's really not the way it is in any way, shape, or form. The quality of wine has absolutely nothing to do whether it's a screw cap or a cork. And speaking of corks, there's probably 6 or 8 different kinds of cork that a winemaker could put in his bottles of wine. One being 100% cork, a solid piece, and you probably get that with most of your decent quality wines, and some of the lesser quality wines that retail for, $5 or $6 a bottle in general, probably don't have a solid cork. They'll have a compact cork, or it'll be something that they've mixed together with a little bit of glue, if you will, and formed it into the shape of a cork. So that's a little different. And my thinking is, that's not necessarily what you're looking to have. But please don't turn around and walk off when you see a screw cap, because that is not an indication of the quality of the wine. There are $50 bottles of wine with screw caps, and of course there are $50 bottle of wine with a solid cork. And it has nothing to do with the quality of the wine as to whether the closure is that or not. On the other hand, a bottle of wine, let's talk a little bit about wine in general. When I say wine in general, I mean, first of all, we all know that there's different varietals, and we just basically take a white wine, a red wine, and put them into the two different categories. But I want to talk a little bit about the temperatures of wine that you should have. If you're serving champagne, sparkling wine, or dessert wine, the perfect temperature should be around 40 degrees. Now, how in the hell are you going to know what 40 degrees is? Well, first of all, just so that you know, your refrigerator is probably 39 degrees. So if it comes straight out of the refrigerator after being there a couple hours or longer, it's probably going to be the perfect temperature. That would be for champagne, sparkling wine, or dessert wine. You get down to Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Grigio, which is still white but tasty. It should be a little bit warmer, around 45 to 48 degrees. And we've got to go to a break. So when we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available only on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Ah, yes, the warm weather has triumphantly returned, and the Yucca Filamentosa are in bloom just in time for Mother's Day. And what better place to enjoy the day than celebrating at Columbo's? Why Columbo's? Because Columbo's is family, and family is getting together, enjoying each other's company without distraction. Columbo's helps put ease back into our lives with mouth-watering steaks prepared the way you want. The freshest fish, Italian specialties that redefine the meaning of comfort food, the world's greatest meatballs, jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. Put some ease back into Mother's Day at Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Happy Mother's Day. Mangia.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer with some breaking news. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Highway 395 is my latest movie and is now available for all of my friends and listeners to own. Highway 395 is a classic modern-day Western thriller. Action, romance, and the frontier spirit. It's all there in my new movie, Highway 395. Now, here's the best part. You can own this movie tonight by going to my brand new website, freddreyer.co. Head to my website now at freddreyer.co and check out the trailer. Then order the movie for a great night of entertainment. And while you're at freddreyer.co, check out the memorabilia and my career highlights. But don't forget to order my new action thriller movie, Highway 395. So head over to freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Fire Rock Steakhouse in Las Vegas. I want to mention a couple things. Number one, I told you before we went to the break and started talking to you a little bit about Chardonnay, but the Chardonnay that we're having this evening is a Lindeman's Bin 65 Chardonnay from Southeast Australia. It is really tasty, and I just want to tell you what the chef has prepared. As a pairing to go along with this is what they call their firecracker shrimp. It's kind of interesting. Firecracker shrimp, I guess it's not very hot. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I'm just going by what I've got here in front of me, the first course. So everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy, but I guess I'm not. So anyway, firecracker shrimp along with a little Chardonnay makes sense to me, because fish and seafood and Chardonnay is definitely something that pairs very well together. Before we went to the break, I was telling you a little bit about some of the temperatures that you'd like to try to have your wine to serve. And I mentioned the Chardonnay, the champagne, sparkling wine, and dessert wine around 40 degrees. That's Fahrenheit, of course. And then I started to talk about Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Grigio at 45 to 48 degrees. Now, if it comes out of the refrigerator at 39, it's going to take about 20 minutes to gain a little bit of temperature to get up around the 45 to 50 degree mark. And that's really what we're talking about. So if you pour your wine and give it about 20 minutes after you get it out of the refrigerator, it'll be warmed up room temperature to around the 45 to 48. Now, for Chardonnay, which is what a whole lot of people like to drink, and of course we also like to call it Chablis. Chablis is not a varietal. Chablis is an area in France, and that's where Chardonnay came from originally, so that's why it has kind of like two different names. So if somebody says Chablis, they're really meaning Chardonnay. I remember back in the 70s when you could go to the grocery store to buy wine and everything was almost always in gallon jugs. And the white wine on the label said Chablis. And everybody thought that was the varietal, which it is not. So anyway, I just thought that would be kind of funny. Then next that we on the warm-up list, a little bit warmer, around 60 to 64 degrees, the perfect temperature for Pinot Noir. And then if we talk last but certainly not least, Cabernet Sauvignon, and that would include Merlot or Shiraz or Syrah if you're from California and not Australia. Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Syrah, around 64 to 66 degrees. So that's the warmest of the red wines that we have. And that's, you know, that's kind of the best temperature for the taste. So basically we're saying white wines are much cooler than red wines at the perfect drinking temperature. So again, the champagne, sparkling wine, or dessert wine, around 40 degrees. Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Grigio, around 45 to 48 degrees. Chardonnay or Chablis, around 48 to 52 degrees. And then we switch over to red wine, which would be the Pinot Noir, perfect at around 60 to 64. That means it's not literally room temperature, or at least not the temperature in your house or your apartment. It's generally around the 70s, middle or high 70s in your apartment. So you don't want it that warm at any time. So you'd like to have it chilled a little bit. So if you're going to open a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon or a bottle of Pinot Grigio or a bottle of Merlot or Syrah, you'd want to put it in the refrigerator for about 20, 30 minutes before you're getting ready to drink it. I don't mean 2 or 3 days or a couple months, but we're talking about 30 minutes or so. And that'd be the perfect temperature. If you did have it in the refrigerator for 2 or 3 days, you would allow it to then sit at the tabletop for about 30 to 45 minutes before you even bother to open it. And then it'll warm up. And then after you open it, pour it into a glass and give it about 15 or 20 minutes, and it'll be up around the high 40s, low 50s, which is about perfect for your typical wine. And it could be as high as 66 degrees, if you will. Now, our second wine, which they're pouring as we speak, is actually one of my favorite varietals, and I mentioned that a little bit earlier, and that is the Pinot Noir. And the Pinot Noir is, I think, one of the nicest, easiest, most food-friendly wines around. And we'll talk a little bit about all that, how it works and what kind of things it goes along with, which one of them is one of my favorite, and that's game. That could be chicken, dove, duck, pheasant, quail, whatever you happen to have. Pinot Noir is a good choice of a wine to go along with it. Got to go to a break. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
The 2014 Bouchard Alan Fils Pinot Noir from France is absolutely beautiful. They just poured and they're tasting it now. And I'll tell you a little bit about what the chef has paired with it when I finish here. I just want to tell you a little bit about this. This wine retails for $29, which is right up there where it belongs. It's good quality. There's only 11% alcohol, which is very low for red wine, but very, very tasty, and it's full of flavor. It's got a real nice bright red color to it, which is good. Deep purple, I guess, is a better way to explain it. It has a really great nose. There's a lot of flowery red fruit, beautiful finesse, smooth tannins, which makes it very, very palatable to consume, and it has a nice long lingering finish to go along with it. That is about as good as you can get. So for $29, I'm sorry, so for $15, I said $29, and that's what I meant. $29. It's a pretty good thing, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay. It does not have a screw cap or Stelvin closure, if you will. It has a regular cork, and that's a good thing. On the other hand, this goes really well with game, as I mentioned earlier, little red meats with some soft cheeses also. And I don't know, most people don't seem to feel that cheese and wine popped into their head together. They're either eating cheese or they're drinking wine, but they don't think too much about pairing the two. And I'm telling you, if you'll sit down and have a little bit of cheese along with a nice glass or bottle of wine, you have done something very nice for yourself. Very, very good. And the quality of the wine needs to be good, and, of course, the cheese as well. You don't buy that Big K cheese in the store, you know, that's not what you have, and especially you're not going to pair it with wine. So it's got to be, you know, my suggestion is if you like cheese, and I hope you do, and you're not allergic to it for any way, shape, or form, is go to your local Italian deli and check it out. Find out what they recommend, the types of cheeses, because an Italian deli will have a great array of cheese. And tell them what kind of wine you're going to be serving and kind of an idea why you want to make it all happen. And they'll give you two or three ideas in terms of what to choose in terms of cheese to go along with your wine. Or if you don't have the wine or the cheese, they can recommend both. One of the things about wine stores, and I'm talking about retail wine store now, or maybe if you have a nice department a grocery store around, where they have a department specifically for wine, the person running that probably is pretty knowledgeable about the product. And you could go in and say, look, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. I'm going to have, I don't know, roast beef for dinner on Friday with some people. What kind of wine and what kind of cheese would you suggest that I serve? And they're going to recommend two or three different kinds. Contrary to what a lot of people think, they're not going to say, oh, you need to have this $300 bottle of wine to make your roast beef taste good. That's not at all what they do or the way they think. They're there to help you make your meal better, because if it is, you're going to come back the next time and do it all over again, and that's what they want to do. Buy their wine and get their advice, or buy their food and their wine, whatever the case may be, and that works out really, really well. Now, this particular Pinot Noir that we're having tonight is 11% alcohol, as I mentioned. And one of the things that the chef has decided would work well, and everybody's got a grin on their face here in the restaurant that's tasting this, spaghetti bolognese is the way the Italians might refer to it. But spaghetti bolognese is exactly what the chef has put together to go along with it. And you may or may not know that bolognese is a sauce and one of the best meat sauces that goes along with Italian cuisine. If you don't have a recipe for bolognese, make sure you get one and try it, because bolognese is one of the best red sauces that you can possibly have. And it's tossed with a little bit of spaghetti in this case here, spaghetti meaning the long, thin strands. There's all kinds of pasta, just so that you know, whether it's farfalle or whatever it might be, they're all made from the very same recipe. No matter what the shape is, the taste is exactly the same. It looks a little different, and some of the shapes of the pasta hold sauce better than others and so on. So depending on what you're going to pair it with, what kind of a sauce, whether it's a white sauce or a cheese sauce or a bolognese sauce or a red sauce, it would depend on what particular pasta there is. Now, when we talk about pasta, here in America, we're talking about a choice of around 52 to 55 different shapes of pasta. Now, you go to your local grocery store, they ain't going to have that many, and that's okay. But you might go to your closest Italian deli that I suggested a little earlier, and I'm hoping that you do support your Italian deli. When it comes to almost anything from Italian, including most of them also sell Italian wines as well. You could ask the owner of the store, the manager at that Italian deli, and they could probably help you real well on choosing an Italian wine to go with the food that you're going to serve. That's a pretty good thing, I think. So, spaghetti bolognese, a little bit of Pinot Noir from France, and how bad can that be? We got to go to another break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about wine number three, which is a Cabernet Sauvignon. And I've got a couple things about Pinot that I want to mention. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer with some breaking news. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Highway 395 is my latest movie and is now available for all of my friends and listeners to own. Highway 395 is a classic modern-day Western thriller. Action, romance, and the frontier spirit. It's all there in my new movie, Highway 395. Now, here's the best part. You can own this movie tonight by going to my brand new website, freddreyer.co. Head to my website now at freddreyer.co and check out the trailer. Then order the movie for a great night of entertainment. And while you're at freddreyer.co, check out the memorabilia and my career highlights. But don't forget to order my new action thriller movie, Highway 395. So head over to freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at the beautiful Red Rock Steakhouse here in Las Vegas, where you should be. If you haven't been there yet, you need to check it out. It's in the northwest part of Las Vegas. So if you don't know exactly where, look it up in the phone book or go online and find out where it is and make sure you make it a trip over here. The food is spectacular. And this is a very popular place for the people that live in the Northwest. They hang out here, if you know what I'm saying, and that's a good thing. So as a customer, you'll have plenty of places to sit. You don't have to worry about, you know, no room. But at the same time, they have a great little area for parties and that sort of thing, which is what we're using right now, a beautiful little room. Very nice. The service is good. Friendly, clean, good food. And I think you'll really enjoy it. That's the Red Rock Steakhouse here in Las Vegas. Let's get back to wine number two, which was a Pinot Noir. You know, Pinot Noir grapes, you don't know maybe, but they take that grape and use it for rosé. Rosé? What do you mean, rosé? Rosé just simply means that they take the grape, they pull the juice and the skins and the meat from the grape and allow it to macerate for a short period of time. Instead of allowing it to, let's say, for example, 3 or 4 days, they allow it to sit for maybe 3 or 4 hours, and it turns kind of a, I guess we could call it pink color. That would be what we refer to affectionately as rosé. And then they pull the skins and the meat and the seeds out of that juice and allow it to stay at that same color. And that's where you get rosé wine. Pretty interesting. And I have to tell you that Pinot Noir is one of the most popular varietals to make rosé, although any red wine, you can make rosé with it, and they do. I mean, Zinfandel, as an example, is a very nice rosé if you're into that sort of thing. So it's something for you to think about. Also, the food that goes really well with something like Pinot Noir, I mentioned earlier that we have some pasta here from the chef in the kitchen. Boy, let me tell you. That meat sauce is excellent. Bolognese, they call it. But you could have roast chicken, or you could have lasagna, or you could have halibut, or you could have salmon with Pinot Noir, and it would be a very, very nice match. So that's something that you might want to give some thought to. I know most people don't think about red wine with something like salmon because everybody thinks fish is white wine and red meat is red wine. And never the twain shall meet. And when I was growing up, that was actually the way everybody thought. But for the last 20 years in particular, the fact that you have to have red wine with red meat is just absolutely not true. We've grown in terms of taste and flavor here in America so much that now we understand that it's the flavor of the wine, whether it's white or red, that goes with the flavor of the meat, whether it's red or white. And if you get the two together, they're very good. It doesn't have to be cut and dried about red with red and white with white. It doesn't actually work that way. So we've grown a lot over the last several years. Now, most Pinot Noir in America comes to us from the state of California. And I mention this quite often because it's kind of an astounding number from my standpoint, is that you know, there are over 4,300 wineries in the state of California alone. Man, that's a lot of businesses. 4,300. So if you were a winery and you had 4,299 competitors out there, you'd be working your fanny off to try to get people to choose your wine to consume because the choices are phenomenal. So that's why sometimes the prices are a little lower than you think they should be, is because that the winemaker is willing to take some of the profit out of it just to have you try his wine at a reduced price. And I guess that's a good thing, too. Pinot Noir is what we would refer to affectionately as a fruit-forward wine. When you taste it, it's very fruity right up front. When you swallow it, you have what we affectionately refer to as a long, lingering finish. And that just means you can taste it for a period of time after you swallow the wine. But in the meantime, pairing it with food is, I think, probably the most important part of drinking good wine. Now, let's talk a little bit about wine number three. Wine number three is the Cabernet Sauvignon that I told you about a little earlier. It's actually the 2014 Behringer, and you probably, I hope, recognize Behringer Winery from Napa, California. It's their founder's estate, Cabernet Sauvignon, and the percentage of alcohol is fairly low for a Cabernet, and that is 13.2%. And it retails for simply $12.99. a bottle. Very, very reasonable and very, very tasty. I think you'll really find it good. And the chef has decided something I think is a really good idea. He's taken what he calls Cajun spice ribeye steak and served that with this, with a little Muscat grill. We'll talk about that sort of thing. We've got to go to a break. But when we come back, Cajun spice ribeye is very good to go with this Cabernet Sauvignon. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Robert Conrad fans, listen up. From 1965 to 1969, it was nonstop excitement with Robert Conrad as James T. West and Ross Martin as Artemus Gordon in the Wild Wild West TV show. 30 years have passed since the first release of the Wild Wild West the series book, and now a new book is back and better than ever. Susan Kessler and her team put together thousands of hours of research, great photographs, interviews with original members, and so much more. The first edition was long considered a collector's dream. Now you can order the brand new 30th anniversary print edition online at wildwildwestbook.com for $38.95. The information remains, but there's more pictures. They're in color, 650 sketches and photographs, and so much more. Jim and Artie live again in the Wild Wild West the Series 30th Anniversary Edition. Go to wildwildwestbook.com. Order it today, wildwildwestbook.com, and have Robert Conrad in your home tonight.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available only on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV, check out VegasLifeTV.us now.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Red Rock Steakhouse in Las Vegas. Again, I want to mention that wine is like duct tape. It fixes everything. So if you're not drinking wine and you're over 21, shame on you. Unless you have a medical problem, you should have, according to the medical profession, one or two glasses of wine each and every day, preferably with your dinner meal. That's something that I think is pretty important. And I'd like you to give it a whirl, if you know what I'm saying. Our third wine this evening, as I mentioned before we went to the break, is a Beringer Founders Estate Cabernet Sauvignon, which is 13.2% alcohol content, and the reasonable price of $12.99 per bottle. That is pretty reasonable. Now, what I like about it is that there's a, you know, you can always get, with good red wine, there's currants kind of jump right out at you, which is no different here, along with blackberry, a lot of what we call red fruit, cherry, bell pepper is another one that comes out here in this particular cab, and a little bit of olive, my wife's favorite. So that's what makes it something that she really enjoys, and along with a little bit of asparagus, a little bit of spice, a little ginger, a little oak, and a vanilla. And, of course, the vanilla is part of the aging process that comes out of the barrels. You know, I started to mention earlier, and I didn't get to it, but in the last few years, aging in oak barrels has continued to be a very, very important thing for medium to high-end wines. However, on the low-end side, they just can't actually take oak barrels. So what they do is they take oak chips and throw the oak chips into the juice and allow it to macerate that way. So they still get the oak flavor, but they do it in a lot of, let's call it just a less expensive way to get that flavor of oak. So don't be surprised if somebody says that they're putting oak chips in the wine to get the flavor, because that's not an uncommon thing around the world today, as of the last 10 or 12 years in particular. So it's kind of a surprise to a lot of people, but that's the way it is. Now, if you like that oak flavor, you can't hardly tell. I don't think you can anyway. The difference between if it was the chips or if it was an oak barrel, as long as it has that, let's call it vanilla flavor to it, you know that it's been involved with oak for some period of time. The longer that it's exposed or paired with it or marinated in it, the longer you're going to get a more pronounced oak taste. I don't think a heavy oak is really popular by today's standard. You know, it used to be when America discovered oak and flavor, especially with Chardonnay, we're talking about back in the 60s and the 70s, when France was starting to put a little bit of oak in their wines, America took that and said, hey, well, if they can do it for 6 months, we can do it for 12 months, and it'd be twice as much. And for a given period of time, and I have to say it wasn't that long, a year or two maybe, California Chardonnay was almost undrinkable unless you were a real big lover of oak, because oak Chardonnay was the word of the day, if you know what I mean. And so what happened is they've all gone by the wayside, and now it's hard to find oak in some wines. That's the way it works. I don't know what we're thinking about, but that's the way it happens. So, I want to thank you for listening to Wines Is Yours. We're here at Fire Rock Steakhouse, and I always look for more listeners. So, if you're interested in food and wine, and you like to tell a friend, we'll go there. So, from the East Coast, from the West Coast, from Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.